Would you like to share any messages in Polish with our Polish listeners?
Oczywiście.
No. No,
jest bardzo fajnie, że mamy nas w dwójkę na to. I bym zachęcił wszystkich do udzielania się na tej platformie, co my mamy w centrum, nawet żeby zobaczyć, odwiedzić nas, albo nawet pójść na stronę internetową natoassociation.ca i tam można zobaczyć różne artykuły, na których my mamy jakiś głos i zobaczyć, co Państwa ciekawi. I również może nam wysłać e-maila, żeby powiedzieć, co Państwo by chcieli zobaczyć.
Dziękuję bardzo, Adam. With that being said, with your background, where do you see your involvement in continuing to serve in the Polish community?
Of course. Well, my dedication right now is to NATO Canada. I do have some time that's free. And in that time, I'm going to be exploring some of the bigger Polish groups. You have been so kind as to make many introductions, Magdalena. I really appreciate that. But it started with me on a very personal level. My mother and I speak Polish primarily to one another, and that's whereby I keep up my fluency. We live very close to the Polish consulate in Toronto, so Mr. Morawski was kind enough to add our home to the mailing list for different events, and that's one way we keep up the cultural element. Polish church is one area where there's just a strong, vibrant community that comes out from all corners to listen to Mass in Polish. And regardless of your background, there's something beautiful and very enriching about having that culture sustained every week. So that's the very beginning, and I know we have a beautiful network throughout the city in the KPK, and there are many other institutions that I would like to get involved with, as the Polish Chamber of Commerce. This will be on a basis that I'll look to as weeks pass by, but I'm very open and welcome to it, especially after spending the last 8 months in a somewhat of a monastery-like experience that was law school.
Well, I do want to mention that the president of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Wojciech Śniegowski, and the communications chair, Sofia Śniegowska, have been a pleasure to work with. They honored me with an award for youth mentorship and publishing in the field of international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy. So I think that the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto is a great network of Polonia. You're provided with so many opportunities to network with, you know, successful businessmen, legal professionals, people who made a significant impact in the community. So I am thankful to Mr. Wojciech Śniegowski, to Sofia Śniegowska, to all of the members of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto, and to Polonia. I think that, you know, the beauty behind the Polonia in the GTA is that we're all supportive of the work that we're doing. And I know that we're excited to have you become a member soon. Once I'm back from Poland, there will be a meeting that will be held in June. So hopefully you can attend with me. And we always welcome new members. So this will be a great addition to the team, Adam.
Cudownie.
No, dobrze. Adam, you have an impressive background. I've had an opportunity to encounter and to meet a lot of legal professionals and students of the law. And I can say that you're someone who is very passionate about the work that you do. And I think that's so important for individuals who want to be successful in the legal field. And not only the legal field, but also in the field of international relations. When I say international relations, it means many things. It's not limited to writing. It involves diplomacy. It involves global affairs. It involves networking. It involves putting on conferences. And I think that Julie Lindhout, the president of the NATO Association of Canada, and our corporate development officer, Robert Baines, certainly did a great job selecting you as the legal editor. And I can't emphasize enough as to how excited I am. We have a strong team. Every 4 months, we have new program editors that come on. And I have to say that this team is very strong. I've had an opportunity to meet with every program editor. And that's the beauty behind the work that we do at the NATO Association of Canada, is that everyone is so passionate about their program. You go into the office and you can see that you have all of the editors focusing on conducting research.
We have a phenomenal team at NATO Canada. I've spent a lot of time recently reading my colleagues' first articles and watching them mature their thinking on many different perspectives, whether it's social, cultural, whether it's women's involvement in NATO, whether it's the military perspective. There's so many water cooler type conversations whereby it is a very symbiotic relationship to be around such people. And I think we learn a lot from each other. There's perspectives all along the political spectrum, if you would say. And it's something whereby it's very much an incubator where we can wrestle with our own thinking and mature it. So it's a beautiful environment. Absolutely engage in international journals, international articles, have a lookout for the world, but very much grounded in your understanding about your local community. I don't think you want to get too far away from it in those initial steps, in those very formative steps that you take. Some of the politicians that I admire most have a very firm understanding about municipal politics. The one that comes to mind is Peter Milchin from Etobicoke Lakeshore, who is an MPP and most likely soon to be a minister because of his experience on the grassroots level. So absolutely have faraway eyes, but have a thinking and understanding about your community. If you're thinking about human rights law, absolutely think about the UN, but also think about your local community health services. Or if you're if you're studying law currently, think about community legal aid. If you're in the Parkdale area, there's one sister organization that we have with Osgoode, that's the Parkdale Community Legal Services. It's a unique institution that helps thousands upon thousands of people, mostly recent immigrants, such as the Tibetan community in Parkdale High Park. It's invaluable to be connected to your community, but also, of course, with the great incubator that is NATO Canada, to look over to developments across the seas.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
That's an interesting question. I would probably build on my interest in contract law through the excellent instruction that I had from Canada's eminent authority in contract law, who was Ms. Angela Swan. Professor Swan, having instilled that curiosity for contract law, for trade law, for commerce, I'd like to see a niche in Eastern European or EU trade deals, utilizing my languages and being able to travel abroad. I think that would be very welcome right now. We'll see what life has in store.
Adam, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
The pleasure is mutual, Magdalena. Thank you so much. Anyone listening in, I would highly encourage you to visit natoassociation.ca/membership. That's one way to really get involved with the organization, to check out the website, the writing, and if you're interested in an internship, to pursue that and submit it to the addresses listed there.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maja.